I can't emphasize enough how much going to the school has helped me tremendously. It has furthered my career like I never thought it would.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Welcome, everybody, to the National Laser Institute podcast. My name is Lewis, the Laser Guy, and I'm always excited to talk about this booming $16 billion medical aesthetics industry and the opportunities for cosmetic laser techs and injectors and estheticians and doctors and nurses and career changers out there. So today, I've got Sandra from Chicago here. Welcome, Sandra. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. And I know you said we met a couple years ago at the Chicago training course, correct?
Correct. Yep.
All righty. And refresh my memory. If you could be so kind to tell me, what was your kind of work world like for, let's say, the 5 years before you got into cosmetic lasers? What kind of things were you doing?
Teaching preschool.
Wow. What age?
3 to 5.
And what made you one day say, you know what, this is cool, this is fun, I like doing the school thing, but I want to do something different for myself? What made you kind of think that, and how do you stumble across aesthetic lasers?
So actually in 2010, I went to aesthetic school. I'm still teaching. And so I went to school with my daughter, actually. I worked at Massage Envy for a little bit and still taught. And then I decided to just go back to teaching. I felt like, you know, it's just, I miss the kids and so forth. But right. Then down the line, I felt like I missed being in the aesthetic world and I wanted to further my career.
Awesome. And how did you find National Laser Institute?
I actually saw your ad online, and okay. It's actually not even something I really thought about in the past, but I saw it and I'm like, you know what, I could probably do that and succeed. So that's when I decided to take the classes.
Awesome. So you enrolled for the class in Chicago, you took the course. Were you nervous? Were you scared? Like, you know, medical devices, am I going to burn somebody? Oh my gosh, is this risky? Like, what were you thinking?
100%. Very scary, very intimidated. But once I got there and I met the ladies that work for you, oh my gosh, just they're wonderful and they make you feel at ease. I felt like it's something that I could do and I was really looking forward to learning.
Well, so you enjoyed your training experience?
100%, yes. In fact, 4 other girls in my class with me that we were grouped together, to this day, we still talk.
So oh, that's cute.
2 years and they're wonderful. I have some of the instructors on my Facebook. I can't say enough what a wonderful experience.
Yeah, really one was. Of the funnest parts about this industry for me is not just, okay, medical aesthetics and anti-aging and booming business. It's just a fun crowd. It's like they're fun people. They're like mm-hmm. enjoyable people. It's like I got so many friends who are like doctors and nurses in the hospitals. And Sandra, you know, they're not friends with the patients on the hospital bed. They're not having mm-hmm. a glass of wine at the bar with them. They're not sharing their Instagram and Facebook. It's a very, you know, patient medical professional. So this is like the relationship that we have with a hairstylist. It's just fun.
Right. Yes, definitely.
So after yes. you graduated from the National Institute of Cosmetic Laser Training in Chicago, did you take your time? Did you find a job a year later, a month later? How did that evolve?
So right away, I applied at a place near my home. It was waxing and laser hair removal.
Okay.
So I thought, hey, let's start somewhere, right? I had never even done waxing. I mean, I did, but not really. So I said, you know, let's start here. I learned, you know, with the owner, and I did laser hair removal with the Candela, which I cool. love, by the way. Give them a shout out. And I did learn that in class as well with you, the Candela. I did laser hair removal there for about a year. And then where I work now, it's Suburban Healthcare MediSpa. It's laser okay. aesthetics. And so this opened up, they called me. And so they saw me on Indeed, like I had my resume on Indeed.
Okay, cool.
And they called me and I accepted the job. And when I first started, I mean, I was working 10 hours a week. There wasn't really a whole lot going on, but I built
so
it.
So you started part-time, very part-time.
Correct. Yes. And I built it to where it's doing so well right now.
Good.
So
good.
I'm very, very happy with it.
What are your favorite procedures you like to perform?
I love like skin tightening. I love everything, honestly. Right. I love helping people and I love helping people feel better about themselves. We have these flaws that we might see in the mirror and maybe someone else doesn't, but we still have those flaws, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It just feels good to help people.
On that avenue of thought process, and I agree with you. It's not just about making people pretty or youthful looking. It's about building their confidence and self-esteem and overcoming their hurdles. So do you have any memories of any, maybe one client over the last couple of years that had such a dramatic change or so happy? It was almost like an emotional moment that you remember what they said to you.
So just recently, one client, she came in, she had terrible acne scarring. And I remember her coming in and she had her mask on and I asked her to take it down and she took it down and I could just see my heart dropped because I was like, oh my goodness, it was a lot going on there. We did some peels, some laser, all these different things. We got her in some good products. She just looks wonderful. She wrote an amazing review for me. She is just so incredibly happy. She texts me all the time. She puts like little emoji hearts and how much I helped her and how much she feels so good about herself.
And how does that make you feel?
Wonderful, honestly. And I have many stories like that, honestly. I mean, to help someone just feel better about themselves. I can't even begin to explain how that feels.
I agree 100%.
I can't emphasize enough how much going to the school has helped me tremendously. It has furthered my career like I never thought it would. I really enjoy what I do and I would recommend to anyone to go. It's great. It really is. And it opens doors. I mean, it just opens many doors for you. Once they see that you have gone to the school and you have that great resume, people will definitely give you a call.
If I had to ask you, like, if you were guaranteed to succeed, you could achieve your wildest dreams in this aesthetic industry, let's say 5 years from today, what would be like the dream scenario 5 years from today? Anything at all?
Oh, I gotta be honest with you. This sounds like a cliche, but I kind of feel like I'm there. I'm the spa coordinator. We were able, again, I started out here. They didn't have a lot of business. We have grown tremendously, even during COVID. Right. I was able to hire another esthetician. I love it. If I think about where I want to see myself in 5 years, I'd like to see hiring more estheticians and just building it more and more. I mean, I don't necessarily have to bring an esthetician in here. Someone that is knowledgeable about lasers, I would definitely bring someone in.
Do you have any words of wisdom for people out there, whether they used to be a teacher or an esthetician or working at a grocery store, nurse, whatever their background is, but they're checking out a new career, they're checking out cosmetic lasers. Any words of wisdom, words of advice for people who are exploring this medical aesthetics industry?
Be yourself. Personality just matters. You know what I mean? Yeah. You need to be outgoing. And when I say like be yourself, be honest with people. Tell them what they need, what they want. Yeah, you'll succeed. I've grown tremendously in this industry. Learn. Keep reading. Oh my gosh. Keep going through all those videos. I mean, keep yourself educated. Definitely.
Awesome. Totally agree. When you said personality, I said, yep, right on the money, because when I'm hiring somebody, to be honest with you, I don't care whether they've got 10 days or 10 years experience. Mm-hmm. I want them to have some charisma and charm and extroverted and good at conversation, because I know when you're in the treatment with a person, very rarely is somebody going to say, how many years have you been in the business and what's your knowledge? You know, you're going to talk about dogs and kids and boyfriends and girlfriends. And if there's a connection, if there's a bond and they like you as a person, that's why they're going to come back to you again and again, because we can give anybody the skill sets. Well, congratulations on your success. Congratulations on finding something you enjoy and keep me in the loop.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.